The hearing on Prop 2 started with presentations from state groups that support and oppose the measure. Chris Rempert spoke on behalf of the sponsors and says the proposition would provide a simpler approach to marijuana. He says a regulatory board would come up with rules for marijuana sales in Alaska, child-friendly marijuana-based products and/or marketing could be limited, and local communities could ban commercial sales of marijuana.
We know that marijuana is already here. We have the highest rates of use in the country, with over 100,000 Alaskans currently using marijuana. We're not deciding about whether or not to allow marijuana into Alaska. We know it's here. We're just talking about who should be managing this. Do we want the criminal underground market to continue managing this multi-million-dollar industry, or do we want it to put it in the hands of responsible taxpaying businesses and into the hands of state regulators?
Christina Wilson spoke for the opposition. She takes issue with the claim that candy-type products could be limited. Wilson says the ballot measure was based on the recently passed Colorado law that legalizes marijuana. That state has stores that sell marijuana-laced products and concentrates.
Marijuana users have abnormal brain structure and poor memory. It's linked to brain abnormalities in students. It can lead up to an 8-point drop in IQ. I think that anything that is intended to be mind-altering, which is THC, I think it is disingenuous and dishonest to say that it doesn't somehow affect us.
About an hour into the hearing, the floor opened up to public testimony. The first person who came to the lectern was Dave Rayner, who says he survived cancer treatment with the help of marijuana.
The medical marijuana was a godsend. We need to see an end to this prohibition of marijuana, and it should be available to anybody. I'm a believer in the philosophy of Thomas Paine, that less government is more better. That's to paraphrase him. I don't know the exact quote.
Linda Adams spoke next and says she opposes the legalization of marijuana. She says marijuana has changed significantly over the years and is more potent, with many highly concentrated products made from THC, which is the active component in marijuana.
Colorado is having a tough time with people driving under the influence with no clear indicator to determine impairment. Edibles and consumables are also a problem. Children are eating marijuana-laced gummy bears, chocolate bars, lollipops, ice cream bars, and getting ill and going to the emergency room.
Five more local residents gave opinions on the topic, with three opposing legalization and two in favor. The hearing is one of three in Ketchikan this week, focusing on the three propositions that will be on the November 4th general election ballot. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.